7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
What? I already poured you some water. You can go drink it. That's fine. Yeah, you can go drink it. It's yummy. He wants to drink some water. Go drink it. And here we go. Oh, yeah, there we go. Standing up. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm trying to walk up my stairs here very slowly, carefully, carrying a couple things. This is very dangerous. But the good news is I've been awake now for about 45 minutes, and I have yet to fall down. Hooray. So the first thing that needs to happen today is we got to make some tea. I'm all messed up today. Oh boy, yeah, so I've got problems. So what? One of the problems that I have, which really isn't a problem, is that it snowed overnight. And yeah, it's still snowing right now. Little tiny, tiny, tiny little snowflakes I can see out the kitchen window here, wanting to come down. So I'm going to put some water on. That's going to go do a thing now. And now we got to deal with the teapot. So, oh, here's my figure. Yay. Let's preheat the teapot lid here. And we'll preheat the teapot. Oh, yeah, so it snowed. Do I see any interesting tracks on my deck or in my yard anywhere? Have there been any animals running around? Well, I don't see any tracks. Ow, hot water. Hot water, bad. Hot water, good. And this is unusual because, well, you know, it was... I was going to say warm yesterday. It wasn't that warm yesterday. It was about, I don't know. Yeah, right now it is just below freezing. And, you know, two days ago it was, what, 50 degrees? It was warmer than 50 degrees. That's 50 degrees American, of course. And so, yeah, right now it's -6 degrees Celsius, or according to this thermometer, it's a little bit cooler, it's like 25 degrees. And I'm not excited about this because I have to drive. I have to go driving today because I have to go to the doctor again. I gotta go over to the hospital. I'm looking outside. The roads seem reasonable, so that's good. Oh man. So I'm gonna put my microphone down on the rice crackers. Crunch. The hilarious irony being that they're is no rice in these rice crackers. Why are they called rice crackers then? I don't know. They're all wheat. But are these fried or are these extruded? I think these are fried. So that's a fun thing. All right, let's open up the tea drawer and decide what kind of tea are we drinking today. Oh, I think it's going to be Da Hong Pao. Oh. Yeah, so I'm kind of moving around, and that's always good. I'm just going to tear this open. Get the tea out. And the tea goes into the filter. Including the bag. Not the greatest piece of coordination yet. I think this water is just about ready, so I'm going to dump out the preheating water in the teapot. Bring it over to here. Kill the heat on the water that's boiling, almost beginning to boil. It's about 95 degrees. And we're going to now do the world famous one-handed pour. Is this gonna fly? Sure, it's gonna fly. Let's rock. Swirling it around, swirling and swirling. Beautiful. Let's set the tea timer. Yeah, so my appointment isn't for a while, and I should be back in calm. I have to pre-record this part of the show. Am I going to pre-record the whole part of the whole show? Yeah, we've got to record this because tea's ready. I don't know when I'm going to get back from doing all this stuff. So let's grab the teapot lid, which is hot because it's been sitting in hot water. And we put it on the teapot. Boom. And we are ready to go. Which reminds me of something else. Let's take a look at them right now since we're standing here. There's lots of interesting things to see if we stand right here. First of all, we've got my action figure that I worked on a little bit last night. The only thing I did was I put her right hand in some hot water so I could close up her grip a little bit so she could hold her weapons a little bit better. Specifically, one of these red party forks, which bears a striking resemblance to the Spear of Longinus from the anime franchise Neon Genesis Evangelion. So, what is this? Is this an angel hunter? I don't know. I've also added another little thing. I have this hair accessory. I don't know what they're called, but they're these collapsing plastic hoopy spiky things that you can use to hold buns or ponytails in position. And being as I don't put my... I bought them at one point in time, way back when my hair started first getting long, thinking, oh, I'm going to wear my hair in a ponytail a lot. And then I realized, no, I'm never going to wear my hair in a ponytail. That's terrible for your hair. Don't do it. Blah, blah, blah. Learned my lesson. So now I have some of these... I have two of these thingies. And if I ever photograph it, I have her standing in it right now. I have it, because I don't know, it's black and shiny, and she's sort of black and shiny with the, you know, glow-in-the-dark green alien head with giant ears, pointy elf ears. And I'm thinking we need to build more accessories, right? Because this figure, the donor figure, did come with some swords. And the swords are in a funny little scabbardy thing that mounts to her back. So she's got a standard 3mm peg hole in her back where this would go, but I don't like these swords. They're painted gold. The figure is black with gold highlights, and I want to go back and maybe repaint them silver, but I don't have any silver paint. Maybe I should go buy some. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't be spending any money on this, right? Because this is just messing around. This funny little project that I have. So I'm thinking maybe instead of these swords, I need to make some kind of backpack or ammo pack or something, because if I made this into a backpack, if I made a backpack and then mounted it on her back, then I could use, you know, some old used guitar strings or something to look like tubes or hoses feeding a gun that she might be holding. And I still haven't, you know, worked on the gun, but I've got all the parts sitting right here in this drawer. And geez, just the way it is right now, it looks so good. Because at one point in time, I started putting something together. And I had this wooden stick. And I should get a plastic one. I should really do this in plastic and not wood. And I just happened to have these parts that just really look like they would make a great gun barrel. So I sort of put this together. And that's still just sitting there. I'm wondering if I should base this. You know, I come from a land of, wargaming miniatures, and you always put them on a base, otherwise they're going to fall over. And this character falls over a lot too, but this is an action figure with like 4.5 points of articulation. Maybe I want to make her sit down. Maybe I need to build a spaceship. And again, I want to build a spaceship for this character, but I don't want to spend money. And I've got lots of great parts for making spaceships, especially at this scale. But, again, what happens with me is I get these creative ideas and I want to make something and I have all these great parts, but then in order for me to put all the parts together in some awesome way, it costs even more money. So I have to buy some kind of materials. Now this figure, what scale is it? This figure, before I cut the head off, was about 11 centimeters tall and is now slightly taller. From foot to ear is about, it's hard to measure. It's about 4 inches. It's about the same. It's about 20 centimeters tall. So this isn't, it's not Barbie scale. And it's not quite, what's Barbie scale? 1/12th? Or 1/6th, I mean? And what are your basic action figures? 1/12th scale? This is either a short example of a person in that scale, or is a different scale. Doesn't matter. Looks great. And yeah, you'll see photos of this at some point in time when I figure out what to do and how I want to do that. Maybe I'll do some of that today. I'm also thinking about changing up the weapon. This Spear of Longinus looks pretty good, but it's a cocktail fork, and so it's all clear. It's red, transparent, looks great. Looks like some kind of shiny energy weapon, but she's holding it by a shiny bit. So it kind of doesn't make any sense. It's like it has a handle, but you can't differentiate the handle from the rest of the weapon. And so I was thinking about painting it, but painting it kind of defeats the purpose. As for these cocktail swords, I love to paint these cocktail swords. I'll paint them up, make them look like real swords, and they look kind of cool. And they fit really good in like troll hands and stuff, or in your little Hello Kitty things like I have over here. But anyway, I'm thinking instead of painting it, maybe I will just cover like the bottom of it where she's holding. It does look like a grip. It's not knurled. That's not the word I'm looking for, but I don't know the word I'm looking for. It's kind of knobby. And so I'm thinking I could just take a piece of black shrink tubing, put that on there, melt it down. That might look good as a handle. That would also make it easier to grip, because it would make the handle a little bit thicker, and it would make it a little grippier, because the shrink tubing I have is it's very grippy. I've got other things around here. I've got these rubber tentacles. Maybe I'll make a tentacle monster that this could be fighting. And do I want to build a diorama? No, I don't. But see, this is my natural modeling state. Oh, we gotta build a thing. Gotta build a whole deal for a thing and blah blah blah. No 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 no. Alright, so I'm grabbing the teapot, I'm looking outside. It's still snowing just a little bit, but it doesn't look like the driving is going to be too bad, because hopefully it'll warm up and nothing will be frozen and it won't be slippery, and etc. Okay, now for the bad news. Well, it's bad news and it's good news. Let's go downstairs to talk about it. The good news. Remember how I mentioned yesterday that I was going to fix a Vactrol because I had found another photoresistor? Well, I decided to be productive yesterday, and so I took that module out of my synth to put the, you know, new Vactrol in. But as when I took it out and I looked at the damn circuit, I think I spotted the problem. I think I spotted why it doesn't work, and it's not because of... Oh, I gotta sit down. It's not because of the Vactrol, no. I had done something different. I don't know why I did this. It's embarrassing to even say. For some reason, I bust the... I bust the normals together for some reason. I must have been thinking, oh, I gotta ground it. But I didn't do it on the first one. I only did it on the second one. I said, why the hell did I do this? So I went snip, snip, cut the parts. Then I desoldered them off. And I thought, huh, I wonder if that has solved the problem. Yeah, I brought it back up here, tested it out. Yes, that did solve the problem. Or at least it did something. And I'll admit, it is weird. I don't know. I mean, you know, you gotta remember, I made this all out of scrap parts and did nothing. And that's the good news, sort of. And the bad news is, I found some old circuits a couple days ago. I should go grab those and put them back where I found them. Yeah, let's do that right now. So, just so I can kind of keep my house a little bit not completely trashed, as I usually do. Oh, and there's one up in the bathroom, too. It's a 556. Basically, I was thinking, don't I have a 4017 somewhere? A 4017 is a decade counter. And I was thinking, I could use a cool decade counter to, do I want to take these with me? Yeah, I'm taking this with me, too. I could use a cool decade counter to make a flashy LED blinky light thing that I could hook up to my synthesizer. Maybe put this on a panel mounted in the thing, right? And I thought, now where the hell is that other thing? Oh, it's in the other room. So I thought, yeah, I know I have one somewhere. And so I went down into the basement like I'm doing. Well, we're not going to do that yet. We got to go into the office. And, here's the bad news in here. Close the door so the cat doesn't get in. Where is that damn thing? Right here. And on this thing, I've got this little board. Oops. It's got a 555 on it and a couple of other chips. One of which I thought was a 4017, but no, it's not. It's something else, and I looked it up and I thought, oh, well, even though this isn't exactly what I need, I could use this. I could use one of these to make a blinky light thing, but it would only have like four little blinky lights and blah blah blah. It's a 4-bit counter thing. And so I thought, yeah, okay. I looked up the pinout diagram and I thought, yeah, I know, I can figure out how to use this, and I'll just set it up on my breadboard, we'll test it out, and blah blah blah. So I set it up on my breadboard, but this is, you know, 7400 logic. You know, while we're down here, let's look for that other 4017. And so, you know, it's got to have a really good power supply, an exactly 5-volt power supply, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't have any of that. I don't have a 5-volt power supply because the power supply that I bought for my breadboard, when I bought it, it said it was a switchable 5 or 3.3-volt power supply. Well, I'd had some, while working on some other projects, I had some problems with it, and I finally measured it and found out, oh yeah, this isn't, this isn't 5 volts, it's 12 volts. So that was the first thing I had to sort of try to figure out was how do I make this power supply 5-volt thing, because there's, it says it can do 5 volts right on the board, you just have to put some jumpers in the right places. Well, yeah, so guess what happened? I think you already know what's coming now, don't you? I, of course, said to myself, yes, let's get this switched over to 5 volts, and yeah, I blew it up. Don't know what happened, but suddenly, I could smell that smell. What smell? You know, that smell of TTL. The magic smoke escapes. Son of a bitch. So I put it all down and I walked away angry at myself because I'd never even used the damn thing. I've already destroyed it. But then again, blah, 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 they sold me the wrong thing. I don't feel that bad. It was only $4. Yeah, maybe I should buy other stuff. So if I'm sitting here now, actually I'm kneeling here in my tornado shelter where I keep some of my electronic gear. And I'm looking for semiconductors. Got lots of stuff. Here's a transistor, a PN2907. Great, not what I'm looking for. Okay, here's a chip. It's dark down here. I got a 7430. 74HCT30, high speed CMOS. Great. It's an 8 input NAND gate. Yeah, man, not really kind of what I need. Okay, what do we got here? We got a 74HCT123. Yeah. These are great for making beam robots. Not what I want. Quad op amp, a 324. Here's a classic 3909 LED flasher in the packaging, in the blister pack. It says Archer right on it. And here's another, well, that's the same 123. What's this? That's just an NTE 823, which is really a 386. Oh my God, and here it is. Oh, and look at these. I got a blister packed. This one's branded Radio Shack, not Archer. 4017 decade counter / divider. Here's some little boards. So, yeah, maybe I'll be playing with this today. Put this on my board. Gonna have to battery power my breadboard now. So I'm going to grab this, and what else do we have here? Wow, look at this. An inverting hex buffer. And look at this, a quad 2-input NAND gate. We're going to take these upstairs because we can play with these. I got some other op amps sitting around here. Oh. Okay, let's walk into the light so I can read these Yeah, okay, I got a brand new 4011 Archer electronic parts quad 2 input NAND gate. Radio Shack price tag, the old kind, 49 cents. And here on this inverting hex buffer, 4049, Archer electronic parts, Radio Shack part number 2762449. Price printed directly on the blister card, 69 cents. Wow. And of course I got this 4017. So, turn off this light. And here's some more electronic stuff. Breadboards, and I got some more 3909s in this little box. Wait, we need to check out what's in here too. Because here's a bunch of chips and foam. Oh, I got a bunch. And I'm pretty excited about it. So let's go back upstairs where I have my magnifying glass. Wait, we gotta turn off this light as well. Ugh. So this is great. I have got me some chips. And here's the cat. No, you can't go downstairs like a dingus. No, no kitties going downstairs, please. Okay, close the door. Get ready for it to clip. Bunk. Yeah, hi, baby. I already poured you water. You watched me do it, and you drank it. So you... Ooh, I can barely walk. Okay. Ugh. Under some decent light again. Let's pop these lids open. Open up my magnifying glass. Where's my flashlight? Can't read a damn thing. Now this stupid magnifying glass has an LED in it. And it's supposed to light up when I push the little button. But of course it doesn't. And so now I even have to fix my magnifying glass. So instead, I'm going to grab my flashlight here. Oh, almost fell down again. And let's see what we got. Oh, holy crap, I got to put the microphone down. So I'm going to start shouting. Check, check. Can you still hear me? We got a 74HCT240. Not useful. Well, actually, maybe it is. Yep, here's a 3909 classic. Can't buy these for love nor money. And what do we got here? Oh, another 4017. Yes. And here's something that I cannot read. It's geez. Is it a 75? I don't know. Can't read it. But we already got an unboxed 4017 here. That's great. What are these two little things? I can't make it out. It's too early. Don't have enough drugs in me yet to be able to read some of this stuff. So we're going to pile all these chips over here, and hopefully that 4017 that's already opened isn't toast, but we'll work on that one first. And so I'll probably make some kind of chasing LED thing. And okay, now we can finally start the show. But it's already the end of the line, isn't it?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
So some bad timing on my part, but at least you got to hear about what I'm thinking about doing project-wise. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. I gotta go to the doctor. Ugh. Turn this off. End already.